we're lucky. We're starting to find this pattern of life. We're starting to realize that it is a thought pattern, and we're starting to break this thought pattern down. And when you start to break the thought pattern of life down, you start to walk in a different reality, because you start to see different things, because you start to realize that all things are thoughts. And this is where the oneness comes in, the oneness of all things. See? This oneness is the isness of all things. Or this oneness, if you put a name on it, is called God. But the isness. You see, what we're searching for is our home ground. We're searching to find a way home. And to find a way home, what we have to do is look at everything in reverse. Because naturally, if you're away from home, if you keep walking, you walk further away. To find home, you've got to turn around. You've got to go the opposite. And instead of searching outside for the answer you seek, all you do is turn around and look inside. And there lies the secrets that you want. Now the idea is, when you start to look for yourself, don't get too serious, really. It really doesn't pay, because seriousness, like life, is a thought. And this thought creates a feeling. And if you create the feeling of seriousness, then you're in a very serious state. You're very liable to have stress and strain and sickness and unhappiness and jealousy and everything else because of seriousness. Now, seriousness doesn't help you to do anything in life but destroy yourself. You see, you don't have to go outside and fix all your problems. You can't. You honestly can't fix your problems from outside. No matter how hard you try, no matter how many experts tell you, the experts have got the problems. They've all got the problems. As a matter of fact, the experts are experts at the problems. Nobody can tell you. You must look inside. And once, if you want to call it spiritually, you're truly awakened, that second, your problems will start to cease, because you've stepped inside and you can see that it was thought that was creating your problems. You go and find out what your problem is, you try and boost your ego. So in actual fact, what they're doing is they're increasing your sickness. And this is why a lot of people, they go to those different places and they come away fighting. Instead of getting together, couples go to these different places to find themselves. And quite often they come away fighting, or they're going to get a divorce, or they're really in trouble. Because they go to a place to get their ego boosted. And that's the blind leading the blind. You've got to destroy the ego. Throw it away. Oh God, I want nothing to do with it. Really? This is where freedom is. You see, it's not just a theory. It's not just a theory that if you start to give up the ego, which is just an image of self-importance, whether in your knowledge or hidden. And believe me, it's like an iceberg. The greatest part of it is hidden. And you say, who, me? Then you get all uptight. As soon as you go, who, me? You're guilty. It's feelings. You search for feelings. This is really nice. All you have to do is listen to truth and search for beautiful feelings. And it's feelings that have been hidden. Beautiful, unbelievable, real feelings that exist within yourself. Where your mind has taken you to a certain level of conscious state which refuses you the privilege of feeling and being those beautiful feelings, eh? The mind refuses you permission. Because you remember, your mind's got free will. And it plays the game as it wants. So, while you don't realize you're the controller, you're out of control and you just let your mind and your everything run rampant. And you look at it and you say, what can I do? Like, that's my mind. Like, what am I doing? Eh? So you run up to somebody else and you say, hey, I want to ask you something. My mind is running crazy. Like, what can I do? And he'll say, well, I'll tell you what to do. Try this, eh? Then you go back and you say, I'm sorry, it doesn't work. Well, try something else. I've got problems too, eh? Like this. So it's always the mind. Find out that one single truth. And you'll know the perfect psychology, psychiatry, theology. It's yours. You see, you already know it because you know how life works. Because you are life. You honestly are life. Like, this isness is all things. This isness is energy manifest into form, eh? Via thought. Take the thought away, and all you're left is this isness. This isness is form and it's formless. It's all things. That's why there's plenty for everybody at all times, if they can go within and realize that all things come from nothing. They come from beyond. They come from inside, eh? If you insist on the outside supporting you, then you're going to get in trouble. Because you get into greed and you get into, the world as it is today. So mankind, with his mind, tries to figure out his problems and only creates more, because the mind of mankind is the creator of all things right here, eh? And whatever we've got, we're responsible for. So what we've got to do is raise the level of conscious state of humanity even one little bit, and it'll get us out of the mess we're in. Because you see, when you start to raise the level of consciousness, everybody starts to see different. They start to see more positive because they're heading towards the knowing of that it truly is a spiritual reality. That's what it is. That's what life is. It's a spiritual reality. It's a spiritual reality which appears real in another way. Yeah? So you've got two reals. You've got the real outside and the real inside. And they're both real and they're both true and they both are perfect. Eh? Because it's the inside reality, the creator, it creates the outside. They're all one. And when you learn this, you can jump in and out. You can jump in and out of realities. And this is what you've got to do, is to start to realize that life is separate realities. What I mean by separate realities is, another way of putting it is, level of conscious states. And everybody walks in their own level of conscious state and sees whatever they want to see. Now the second the level of conscious state rises, they see differently. Because they see more positive. Because the higher you go, the more you submit in this thing called ego. And the more freedom you're finding, the more love, the more understanding, because it's the ego and fear are together like brothers. They really are. Ego and fear, they're both created from the same thing. It's fear. And you must rid yourself of this ego and you rid yourself of fear. And when you rid yourself of fear, you start to walk in a different world. Because insecurity, jealousy, hate, all these things are insecurity. Nerves breakdown, sickness, all these insecurity. Find this happiness, find this security, and you'll find the greatest thing you're ever looking for is that everything is truly a spiritual reality manifest in form via our own inner thought. Then you'll live in two worlds. You'll have the inside and the outside. The outside is where the protection is where the truth is. Inside is all truth. Inside is total knowledge. The outside is the illusion. So pop in and out. Here's where the help comes. This is the only way that mankind can find help, is by looking inside. And as people start to look inside and they start to find the secrets of life, they start to find the psychological and all mental problems, etc., they find out. They find out how it works in a beautiful way, because they can see the perfection of it. And when you can see the perfection of it, you can see the funny side of life. Like, the more upset we get, the sicker we get. So the whole world gets upset over one little thing, and everybody gets all upset. And everybody gets all sick. Whether mentally or physically, anyway, just sickness is a lostness, eh? And they start to go into negativity. We all start looking for it, because we're insecure. We search for negativity. Keep it going. That's not medicine. The true medicine lies within. You just look inside and it's there. It's a beautiful thing. You don't have to do anything. All you have to do is hear. You don't have to understand. Because I've already explained, you can't possibly understand. I can't understand. There's no way. But you don't have to understand when you realize it is what it is, because it is. That's why truth's always been lost, eh? It's the easiest thing in the world to lose, because it can't be told. The second it comes out of the mouth, it's no longer truth. It's back to a concept, a theory. Thought cannot do it. But this is the perfect way. This is the way of life. Like, the mind challenges the ego and it keeps going on, and it's the same thing, eh? The mind and the ego are the same thing, and yet they're challenging each other all the time, eh? And they're getting caught up with life all the time. And they're getting all mixed up, and they're getting all those negative things feeding them, and they're playing a game, eh? And all you have to do is stop still. Like, the more you're into that, eh? The faster the world goes. The world goes fast, and it's just crazy, one world, eh? And it's going spinning round, and all of a sudden you say, hey, hold it. And the world stops dead for a microscopic second. And you pick up a little fact that will assist you to go elsewhere until someday the world will stop. Then you see. Then you know. And you find out the secret. That microscopic just takes us. See, it's something you already know. I swear, anything you ever find out, you already know. But it's hidden. And the levels are the separate realities that exist within yourself. And you've got to go within to see those separate realities. You see, the word never changes. It's beyond the word. A lot of people talk words. A lot of people memorize words. And they sound the same. But you soon find out to memorize one single word of truth is to truly realize that you don't know it. Because once you see truth and you start speaking truth, you take your silly old mind out of the way and you say, hey, just do the job you were meant to do. And that is to see with a clear open channel all the way through to your own divinity, to where all things come from, where the secret lies, where the secret of the perfect life here on earth lies, the secret to all things lie, and you just keep it open. That's a state of meditation. And all you have to do is listen. You don't have to sit for hours and weekends and top of mountains. And that's not it. It's not honestly that. It lies within. You see, if you think that anything outside is going to give it to you, then you're saying it's not inside. No matter where you go, you take it with you. It's yours. You can't run away from it, because it's the isness. And the isness is everything. It's just one. There's nowhere to go. You're already there. You only don't... It's just the point is you don't believe you're there. You forgot. And all you need is... that forgetting is like going to sleep, eh? You know, semi-sleep. People walk around out in the universe and they're in certain stages of sleep. That's now, we're like levels of conscious state, eh? Levels of sleep. And this has got nothing to do with the intellectual mind when I say levels of conscious state. Absolutely nothing to do with the so-called intelligence from the mind. It's got nothing to do with that. It's not a thinking process. Truth is not a thinking process. Truth just is. It just is. You just know that just is. Look for feelings. Look for happy feelings. Look for beautiful feelings. Don't be afraid of them. Just look at them and find them and hang on to them and never ask why. I wonder why I'm so happy. I've got no reason to be happy today. So therefore you're not. You spoil it, eh? Because you bring a thought in to spoil it. Eh? Or I don't deserve this. That's another one. That's a favorite. Believe me, you deserve everything you get. And if it's really, really super nice feelings, that's what you deserve. Take them, because when you start to live in the positive side of life, when you start to get those beautiful, positive feelings, this is where you start to find the relationship between thought and life. Only from here can you find it. Only from the positive side of life. Positive. Just keep positive. Everything that comes your way, be grateful to get it. Be thankful. Take it. Take it. It's yours. And if anybody says you don't deserve it, nonsense, you wouldn't have it. You deserve to live in heaven here on earth at all times, because that's where you started from. You see, heaven and earth are the same place. The only one who puts the barrier between it is us, once again, with our free will and our free mind. We've got a barrier. We say, heaven, sky. No. Heaven, conscious state. Conscious state. Spiritual state. It's a conscious state that lies within. That is heaven. The super conscious state, eh? That's us. It's me and it's you and it's every living soul on earth. This is where the manifestation of the form of life comes from. It doesn't come from any other place. And all you have to do is realize this is a fact or a part of the fact. And the second you realize a part of the fact, then you're on your journey to freedom. Then the world outside must change. You see, we can't possibly change the world. Nobody can. They'll change details, but they'll still basically be doing the same thing. It never changes. You've got to go inside, and from inside, then you look outside, and the world changes. Because you see a more positive life. And because you see a more positive life, This is what you throw out. And it's contagious. And people that are close to getting it will hear it. Then their lives change to more positive. Because they're starting to see the facts of life. The true facts. The truth that lies within this deep knowledge. And once you see it, you'll see that all religions are the same thing. They're all one. The only change is the manifestation, once again, of the mind process bringing in beliefs and rituals and dogmas to make it something that it isn't. If anybody told me 4 years ago, just by listening to somebody talk, that another reality, and it would create such a change that all my life would totally change and I'd walk in a separate reality, I'd say it was crazy. But it's a fact. Once you're touched, this, like, you don't have to understand. Not from the mind. You just have to hear. And hearing, true hearing, is going into a meditative state to see a fact. I know a lot of people say to me, well, I got facts too, eh? I know exactly what they mean. And they do, they have facts. I know they have facts. But they're mind facts. They're mind facts. Because when I saw my first fact, I was 43 years of age. And the first time I heard a fact, my whole world just exploded in front of me. It was so simple. It was so simple a fact that it just broke me through into separate realities. Realities I knew that nobody in that particular place knew existed. And it was so beautiful, so devastatingly beautiful, that all my problems dropped away. They all started flashing past me as just fantasies, because I started to realize that insecurity was thought, my thought, and I was free. All my problems vanished. My whole world was an insecure world. My work was insecure. My part as a husband and marriage was insecure. I was insecure in talking. Couldn't talk to anybody. I was insecure in everything. And all of a sudden you find out that it's all thought. It really is just thought, manifesting into your feeling. No, just a thought. Break. If you start to realize that, then you're free. Believe me, that is the biggest one you can ever realize, is insecurity. With me, it was... That realization was so beautiful that I never slept for 3 days and three nights. I couldn't, because the world was coming into me. It was just coming in. It was coming in with such love and understanding and such beauty and such simplicity that I couldn't possibly sleep. And on the third night, I started hearing in a meditative state, because here the oneness is. Because you know the one truth is all things. And if you hear that one truth, you hear yourself. It was really a tremendous experience. It created what you call cosmic humor. Because you can see everybody taking an Archie Bunker role in life. And they don't know it. And they're not responsible for it. They don't know what they're doing. Nobody knows what they're doing. Yeah? Very few people. Very few. So you look at Archie Bunker life and it's funny. And people are really serious. And I say, I'm really serious. I say, I know you're serious. And I say, well, why are you laughing? They don't realize that I'm serious too, but without the feeling. Because it's the feelings that disturb us. So create good ones. At first, I have no doubt at all you'll try. And that's better than nothing, eh? Until someday, you just give up trying and you find them. Maybe we should have a break, eh? And it's really nice to talk to each other. And it's a nice night in Salt Spring, eh? Okay, good night, folks, and I'll have that break.